That's what yesterday, in the middle of a very complicated raya that the Maharam Yerutemberg wanted to bring to defend his position that an erecha can be poked in Mishvua. So just get ourselves quickly back into the swing of things. So we revolved around Rabbi Chiya's statement. Rabbi Chiya said, is there a moment? Rabbi Chiya said that we're going to learn out from a combination of piv plus edechod, just as piv can be mechayev Mishvua, just as an erecha can be mechayev Mishvua, so too, a combination of the two, Eidim can be Mechayev Shmua as well. So the Gemara said that the only way for Bechia's statement to be true is only if Piv and Eidecha don't have any particular quality, any particular feature that Eidim don't have. We can pin on one thing, we can find some kind of a Chumra, some kind of something that Eidecha and Piv have that's the common denominator that Eidim doesn't have, that's going to knock out the entire Limud. So comes my Muslim, it says, I found one. You know what it is? He said, Piv, if you have Kayotzebo, Kayotzeba means the same type of a person. So I come and I say, I'm chayiv $100. And another person comes, Kayotzebi, and says, no, you're not chayiv $100. What's the din? What's the locha? What? He's still chayiv to pay. What's the din by Nerechot? One aid comes and says he's chayiv to pay $100. And the other aid says that he's not chayiv to pay $100. Is there going to be a shvua or not? So if the answer is that there's going to be a shvua, then we are up the creek. Because if that's the case, then Piv and Erecha, each one of them have that same factor called Ein Yochel Levata, right? Ein Kayotze Ben Yochel Levata. So we have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the halacha is that when one Erecha says, you have to take a Shavua, and another Erecha comes and says, no, it's okay, you don't have to take a Shavua, but the din is you don't have to take a Shavua. That's the goal, that's what we have to get to, that's the aim. So comes in my Ram Gutenberg and says there's only one way to get there. How is there one way to get there? What do we call that? The fact that one eight says you chayav b'shvua, another eight says you potter b'shvua, and the din is you potter. Why is that? What do we call that? Eidachon potter b'shvua. And my Ram Gutenberg said, well, Eidachon is potter b'shvua for shvua seidachon, then potter b'shvua shmadi nixas, he's potter b'shvua as a shomer, the home of Kor, right? That was the thrust of the Ram Gutenberg. Do you remember what was the Ram Gutenberg? What was the Ram's dicha? In a nutshell, leaving out all the details of Seita. What? Comes. I said, leaving out the details. Okay, you didn't leave the details. You gave the overview. So what was the thrust of the Ram? The Ram's thrust was, nah, Erechad is not Toitim Mishvua, but there's a principle called Erechad B'achosh Shalav Klum. Whenever you have two Eidim who are talking at the same time, even though the second Eid is not believed, like in the case of, okay, actually, like in the case of Seita, even in a case where the second aid who says that Tahora doesn't have any nemanos whatsoever, still the Gemara Tzaita says Erechad b'chosh alav klum, and so to over here Erechad b'chosh alav klum. So the reason why the Erechad is Efshel Levatel, right? When the Erechad is Yochel Levatel, Divrei Kayotze Doi, is nothing to do with Erechad b'chosh alav klum, but rather it's based on the call called Erechad b'chosh alav klum. Everyone remember this, right? Okay, everyone with us so far? Whoever was with us yesterday is with us today? Okay, whoever wasn't with us yesterday has caught up already? Okay, good. All right, so bottom line is we have this machlokes from Ram Rutenberg and the Ran, how to understand this phenomenon that must be true. It must be that when one eight says, Chayev Shvua, another eight says, Potter Mishvua, it must be that the din is Potter. That's an absolute given. Why is that true? Either because of Erechad Potter Mishvua, or it's based on Erechad B'Achosh. That was the machlokes between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rav yesterday. So Rabbi Say, as lomdus and as ga'inus and charifus as the Ran was, he is the first to concede that he's in a big problem. He's in a very, very serious situation. Because if the whole ability for the second aid to be mevatel the first aid is based on the rules of Erechad B'Achosh and Lachlom, and we have to go back to that Gemara Masechta Saita and look at the guidelines and the parameters of that halacha of Erechad B'Achosha Lav Klum and see when it applies and when it doesn't apply. According to Imam Rutenberg, we don't have to learn Sota Chavah. We're not interested in Sota Chavah. We're interested in Erechad B'Achosha Mishvua. We found it, we solved it, we applied it and finished. But according to the Ran, that everything is hinging, the whole refutation of the Ram Rutenberg is hinging upon the correct application of this principle, Erechad B'Achosha Lav Klum, then we're bound to see what exactly it's all about. So let's go back to Masechta Saita for a moment and understand when does Erechad B'Achosha apply, when does it not. So comes the Gemara and puts the brakes on this principle of Erechad B'Achosha. So remember the case? Let's get back to make sure we have a case straight. Two Edom come and say there was kinoi. Two Edom come and say there was stira. Now the woman's supposed to come and drink the water. And then Edom comes and says she's tameah. What's the din at that point? If the case stops at that point, what's the din? She doesn't drink the water, right? Edechad is believe, doesn't drink the water. Whatever it is, believe, not believe, whatever it's called. Edechad, she doesn't drink the water. A minute later, another Edechad walks in and says that she is Tahora. What's the din? So then the Edom cancel each other out. Edechad b'chosha, and she goes back to drinking the water. What if it wasn't literally b'vas achas? What if there was a real break between the two? The Edechad, who said Tameah, said Tameah. And then the Bezin said, okay, you said Tameah, let's think about it, Tameah, Tameah, yeah, we hereby give the Psach, this woman is not going to drink the water anymore. And finish, end of discussion, place the Paskin, she's Tameah, again, to get ready to roll. And then 3 hours later, an Echad walks in and says, oh, by the way, she's Tahira. What does the Gemara say? Is that called an Echad Bechashalav Klum? So the Gemara says, the Feirish, that is not called an Echad Bechashalav Klum. Then we apply a totally different principle. The opposite of an Echad Bechashalav Klum means, what's the call? Whenever the Torah accepts an Eidechon, so the Torah gives the koach to the Eidechon as if he's two. And once we declare that he's two, now the subsequent aid comes in an hour later, 5 hours later, 20 hours later, and says, I'd like to contradict what the first aid says. That's not called Eidechon Be'achosha. That's called 2-on-1. 2-on-1. Rabbi, you don't know how to count. He's one and he's one. No, he's one, but he's two. He's Echad Shishnayim. He looks like one person, but Afidin he's two. So when the Erechad walks in and says, Tanea, calls man that we haven't accepted the Erechad yet, we haven't raised Kapaskin yet, hasn't said Kol Mokosh Aminatari yet, we haven't accepted his Edus yet, we haven't decided yet what to do. So then we're still negotiating, we're still listening to other Edim. So if one Ed comes and contradicts him, then we throw at you the Klal called Erechad Bechosh Alav Klum. But that principle of Erechad Bechosh Alav Klum is only true kolzman that it hasn't been completed. Once we've completed nimnu v'gamu that we're accepting the erechad, then we plug in the exact opposite halacha, a totally different din, called kamakom sheminatari erechad arei kishnayim. So comes the Ran and says, wait a second, if that's true, that there's a very big limitation on erechad b'achosha, that it only applies to v'asachas, not b'zeh chazeh, and if that's the source, the hilchos shvuos, let's go back over here. Yeah, we're taking from Sota, going all the way back to hilchos shvuos. So what would the din be in the following case? The Ned Echad walks in and says, Chayev Ashvua. Ned Echad comes in and says, Chayev Ashvua. Pazin says, okay, we think he's Chayev Ashvua. We accept your Edus. We're about to administer Ashvua. It's done, finished, done deal. Dilly-dallying, the Edom, the Bayerim, the Kodav Minichon, they're coming back, whatever. It's a long day, we'll do the Ashvua later in the afternoon. All of a sudden, another Ned Echad walks in and says, never happened. Potter Shmuel. We were standing, they didn't break the window. We were standing, they didn't borrow the money. What's the din? Would you say, Erechad Bechashul Akum, or would you say, Komakul Shemina Torah Erechad 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 Shnayim? What would you say? Come on, that's a ridiculous question. What would you say? I just gave you the case. The Erechad comes in at 10 o'clock in the morning. Bezin listens to him. We accept his Edus at 10:03. We're all ready to roll. People are busy, 10:03, haven't done shachris yet, they go to have shachris, go have breakfast, have lunch, come to shiur, early shiur today, goes everyone's schedule off, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Bezin's get reconvened to administer the Shvua, and all of a sudden, Baruch Abu, at 4:03, another Edom comes running in and saying, no, it's not true, I was there, he didn't break his window. What would you say? What's the din? If you apply the Gemara in sight, then what's the answer? Come on, guys, everyone's got to wake up. Come on, it's only 9:45 in the morning, I've been up ready since 6, come on, let's go. Okay. What? Of course it's chayav Shvua. What's the shot? Of course it's Chayav Shvua. Why? This is not Erechad Be'achosha. This is Komakom Shemina Torah Erechad Erechad Shnayim. Right? So comes around and says, wait a second, if that's true, that this would be a Komakom Shemina Torah Erechad Erechad Shnayim, what that means is that sometimes it's E'efshar Levato Kayotzebay. Sometimes you have a situation where an Erechad could say something and there's nothing that can ever refute this Erechad. Namely, there's nothing Kayotzebay that could refute him. You want to tell me that another aid can knock them out of the box? Can you be mevatlim? It's not true. The other aid can only be mevatlim for the next 30 seconds. But after it's nimnu v'gomru, once we're ready, ice kapaskin, come up with shamin etar, harei kan kishnayim, then it's tachat iyev shalavatil. So in a certain sense, an aid echad is ein yachal levatil, kayay tzeboi. Not all the time, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But as long as sometimes iyev shalavatil, kayay tzeboi, then we're back in a pickle. Who's back in trouble now? Rabbi Chiya is back in trouble. Because what was Rabbi Chiya's whole drasha? Rabbi Chiya's whole yafusa. We spent 45 minutes yesterday to explain Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya's whole lamdus was that Pivin Erechot combined together to teach me Edim. So comes the Marav Mutter and says, what do you mean Pivin Erechot combined to teach you Edim? Pivin Erechot have the quality of Ein Yachol. Of Ein Yachol Mevatel. Well, the answer is no, it's not true, because an Erechot can also be Mevatel. How can an Erechot be Mevatel? Because the Erechot is played to Mishvua. So the Ran says, yeah, that's a silly, that's not true. Not that Erechot is played to Mishvua, but the only reason why Erechot is Ein Yachol Mevatel, the only reason why Erechot is Yachol Mevatel, Divrei Kayetze Bay, is nothing to do with Erechot played to Mishvua, rather it's based on Erechot Bechoshel Lav Klum. But wait a second, Erechot Bechoshel Lav Klum is not conclusive. Erechot Bechoshel is not all the time. Sometimes there are exceptions to the rule of Erechot Bechoshel, i.e., if it's the Acher Zman, if it's after Nimru V'Gomru. So wait a second, says the Rambam himself, my whole shtickle Torah was to deflect the Maharam's Raya by saying, don't tell me a story that Erechot played to Mishvua, it's not true. The reason why Efshel Levatel is because of Erechot Bechoshel. Comes the Rambam and asks on himself, but wait a second, according to what I'm saying, it's not always true. According to what I'm saying, it's only Efshar Bachosha for a few minutes. Once it's Bezechaz, that's not Efshar Bachosha anymore. So Hadra Kusha Leduchta. So the only correct conclusion, remember the statement, this was an absolute. It's Chayt Lo Yavor, it's gotta be Yochel Avato Koyetzeve. It's gotta be, or else Rebichi is wrong. It's gotta be. So we had yesterday two conclusions. Either we have the Maharam's Pshat Erechot Poiter, or we have Erechot Bechosha. So the Ram just said, my Pshat doesn't fly. My Pshat is wrong. Because my Pshat will not be all-encompassing. My Pshat will fall short if it's Pazeh. That's the Ram's Kasha and stuff. The Ram is so intellectually honest. If we would have just stopped the Ram yesterday at the end of the year, you guys were so blown away with the Ram. Because I told you have to be blown away with the Ram. I said, the Ram is Mamash Hashir, Kholi, Babish, Azagar Oinus. And you guys would have said, the Ram is Mamash, this is it. This is the Yeseda Yeseda. But the Ran is so honest that he asked the Kasha himself. No? What's the answer to the Ran's Kasha? What? He's in Echinami now, we can't see. What's the answer to the Ran's Kasha? It sounds like a bomb guy. This is a Kasha. This is a Kasha. No? What? Would or would not? He would. So you're trying to say what seems to be the impossible, right? That Inochinami, that's exactly what to say. Okay, good. Put those words in good. Inochinami. Ashley, you can say the same thing, Inochinami. Wait, hold on. Inochinami. What do you mean by Inochinami? You're saying that we thought that in this scenario you would say and therefore, the answer is no, it's not true. That you don't say and therefore in every case of shvuas, even if it's physically bazachas, it is the halakha equivalent of what? Of bazachas. The halakha equivalent of erechad b'hachoshel hafklum. This is the secret. This is the theory of relativity. This is the whole sugya depends on the truth or untruth of the statement, says the Ran. Says the Ran, I'm going to stick to my guns that Yochel Levatel, it's got to be Yochel Levatel, also B'chi is wrong. It's got to be Yochel Levatel, Maram Ruthenberg is not correct. The only reason why Yochel Levatel is based on Erechot Bechoshel Lav Klum. I am asking a kasha myself. It's already too late to apply Erechot Bechoshel, it's already Bezech Hazeh. Knows of the Ran, Apidin, by Shvua Sey Erechot, it's never too late. It's always considered Apidin to be Bevasachas, and therefore, if it's always Basachas, I'm back in business, says the Ran. I'm back in business. It's not based on Erechot Poiter, it's based on Erechot Bechoshel Lav Klum. Of course, there's one small technical problem with the Ran's Pshat. What's the small technical problem? It doesn't make any sense. What does this mean? What kind of Sisri Teret? This is like some deep, dark, mystical, Kabbalistic incantation. What's going on? Bezechaza equals Basachas. What do the words mean? Bezechaza means the difference between 10:03 and 4:03 is 6 hours. Nope. It's all Basachas. What do the words mean? It's close to Bezechaza. What is Basachas? I said one of the days Rosh Hashanah, so I spoke about being the Malam of Hazman. I spoke about how the Rambam used the Lashon of Chishuva that people, when they hear the Shofar, so it wakes them up from. Rambam describes, what does it wake you up from? So Rambam doesn't wake you up from Averis. Ram says it wakes up from Hashochan to Emes Pahavli Hazman. People who become so bogged down in time, Havli Hazman. See, when you're in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hoya Hoya V'yiyah. He said he's L'mal Amin Hazman L'gamri. We get so, most of our things that would go wrong in our life is because we think that the things that are so important right now are the things that are going to remain important in the Olam Hazeh. So if you think about it, 99.999% of the things that you're worried about right now at 9:53 in the morning will not be a problem next year. Most of the things won't even be a problem next week. This is doing really bad in the class or something. Most of the problems are going to go away by themselves. Whatever, how are they going to resolve? The good, the bad, whatever is going to happen. I said, so Hashochas Emes Bahavli Hazman, we get so bogged down in this man. That's the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. He said that Ushmeinu Karasa B'Shmecha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu calls our name as part of his name. What does that mean? So what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name? I can't speak that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. But the only thing we know is that the Shem Yudkei Vavkei is a combination, so to speak, of the Hayah HaVeviyah. There's a very description of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kedem's body. He created time. He's not bound by time. So in the perfect realm, in the realm of pure Ruchnius, time doesn't exist. Shabbos is a Yom Shikul of Tayyib and a Yom Shikul of Aruch. We're not bound by time in the perfect, perfect world. But we don't live in that perfect world yet. We're still in this world. So the Rans are somehow up in the spheres, in the clouds. It's a different world. What's the difference? Bazech, Vasachas, it's all the same thing. It's not true. It's not all the same thing. In the Olam HaYom, it's the same. In the Olam HaTachta, in the world of Bezin, it's not the same thing. There's a Zech, and there's Vasachas. What in the world does this equation mean? The whole Ran is hinging upon this. The whole Maram sitting there in Ruttenberg and saying, I got it, I want. And the Ran sitting there in Spain and saying, no, because Bezechas equals Vasachas. How can you say that? Who had problems with this rhyme? Nobody? You had problems with the rhyme, right? You understand what he's saying, right? So you're not the only one who didn't understand. Tash Beit says, it's a beautiful pshat. It doesn't make any sense. He says, I don't know what he's talking about. Did you see, anyone saw the Shemek Bezos? Did I put on that Tash Beit? I don't remember. The Shita quotes the Tash Beit, who says that he quotes the whole rhyme, and he says he doesn't know what he's talking about. What do you mean by Zechazekmosvasachas? Since when? Anyone have a sheet here? No, no one's got a sheet here? Let me see. Let's see if we can find it. Even the sheet has got bigger. It used to be so little. It used to be a little book you could put into your pocket. Where is it? Oh my goodness, what do you find this here? It's way too scary for me. Hold on. What that for you? What was that for you? Somewhere. Okay. The castle of a Tashbeis was El Shoving. For Yosa Omar, says the Ram, great terrace, Gavald, the Ram is the Echdamar, Ruth Mary's Gavald. Avaktas koshali. Ktas? Ki heich diet echod la'achash it really nos in a club. Bishop the Choshe Bezechaze. Kavish and Asa Maisal Pith. Hachinami is Lonu Lomar. Kisher Eid Chai Vashvu. Based in Gomrodino. Afa Bishop of Nishma Dain. Ein echod Poitro. Bishop the Havi Bezechaze. Ktas koshe. I think it's more than Ktas koshe. It's a big kasha. Why is that more of a mice than the staying of your tmeh?
Why is that? Because nothing actually happened.
I said your tmeh. Based in just kapaskin. Erech your tmeh, your asur l'bailah. So nothing happened. But the other Gemara does say, come up with shemina tarei erechot. There are three cases in Shasta, the Gemara says, for our purposes. The Gemara says, come up with shemina tarei erechot erechot kishnayim. One is the case of, leave that egaruf, forget about that, it's too complicated. One is the case of of Asota, this case we're talking about. One is the case of Misabal. Let's say one aide walks in and says that I saw the husband died, and then Beis and Paskin, she's Muteris. And then an hour later, another aide comes and says, no, he didn't die. I saw him, he's still alive. So what's the din? Kamach, Hashem, the Torah, Nechar, Reken, Shnayim. So the Gemara says that in those two cases, what was the Maisa? We just said you're Muteris to get married, or we said you're Asota, you're Ishtisha Zinsa. So in those two cases, we apply the rule of Kamach, Hashem, the Torah, Nechar. The third case, the case of Shavua, Lechor, we should have also applied it. Once Beis Din says you have to take a Shavua, so it's over. It's a done deal. Once it's a done deal, Kamakom Shemina Tarei Echad, so the whole Echad Rechosha falls by the wayside. So what's the difference conceptually between these two cases? So that's the Tash Beitz Tzas Kasha. It's a very serious Kasha. What do you try to make? So I was thinking about this for a long time. What do you think?
Right, we're saying that we believe him enough that we're going to require the guy to swear that the aid isn't right.
You're suggesting that the difference is that in the case of the tumah, let's say the case of Mesabal, right? The imam is being ma'amidi, the raisa, the bar, whatever, is being ma'amidi ed echad. We're going on record. We, the Beis Din, are convinced that the husband's dead. In the case of tumah, that's going to depend on the machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam from yesterday, right? So at least according to Tosfos, we are convinced, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that this woman is an Eishes Ishes Zinsa. We've been gomar b'libein that this person is that this woman is an Eishes Ishes Zinsa. In the case of the Shmua, we're not convinced of anything. If we were really convinced, we would have made the guy pay, right? Hello, what? The whole essence of Shmua Seidechon is that we're still in doubt. We're still in latest Sosofik. So now we have a latest Sosofik that's chal. So before the Eid Echad came, before the Chiddush HaTorah of Shavuos Eid Echad, we're not going to be Meshbiyah people all of a sudden, comes the Torah and says, no, the Eid Echad creates a latest Asafik, but it's not a done deal in our minds, so maybe the nature of Shavuos Eid Echad doesn't lend itself to Kamokom Shehemina Torah, that's the key word. Kamokom Shehemina Torah Eid Echad Arekan Shnayim. That's a very interesting shot. You thought that yourself? I think that's a very good shot. That's a fascinating shot. I was thinking of something different. I think the shot is better. I'll tell you what I thought. I thought the difference between Shavua and the other two cases is as follows. Listen to the words Bevasachas versus Bezecheseh. Bevasachas means Beis Din is still tumbling. We haven't finished yet, right? The case is not yet left to Beis Din. That's basically what Bevasachas means. Bezecheseh means it's over, done. He too really not say the Gemara's Lashon is, we Oiska Paskit that she's Tamei. I'm finished. We're done. We're finished. But Medvar Mamurim, that you could say that the case is over, you know, it's similar to you. When do we say the case is over? The case is over, Beis Din has nothing else to do. When Beis Din issues the psach, you are an Eishes Ishes Zinsa, you are Tamei, you are Sula Baila, Beis Din's done. Either woman needs a get, they don't have to come to us, we don't have to give her a get. It's not a recipient, it's fine to get. It's not in our jurisdiction to give her a get. Well, the marshal in the case of the woman, the Eidechah comes and says the husband dies. So Beis Din hears the Eid Echad out. The Eid Echad says, the husband's dead. So Beis Din, Kapaskin, you're Muteris. Go get married. It's not our job to be Masada Kedushin for you. It's not our job to find you a Shidduch. Go get married. Look, we finished, we're done. Beis Din closed for the day. In the case of the Eid Echad, who's Mechayev Shvua, so when Beis Din hears the Psach, Beis Din says, Beis Din hears the Eidus, and Beis Din says, okay, you have to take a Shvua. Is the case over? But find out, what's the next job Beis Din has to do? They have to go and do this for the Shavua. They have to go and be Meshbir the Eid Echad. They're not done for the day. They may take a break for a few hours, but they're not done. The Din Torah isn't closed yet. It's the manifestation of what you're saying. You're saying in Lomdus, the reason why the Din Torah isn't open yet is because Beis Din hasn't Ma'amin yet. In the case of the Eid Echad, in the case of the Eid Echad, so Beis Din has already finished their job. Why have they finished their job? So between the two of us, let's go shot. Why has the Beis Din finished their job? Because they've got to be Ma'amin her. The Torah says, Kamach Shemin the Torah. By Shavuos Eid Echad, the Beis Din has not been Ma'amin her. Haraya, they haven't been Ma'amin her. They have to still administer the Shavuos, so it's not over yet. So therefore, Apidin, even though it's 4:03 in the afternoon, it's 6 hours after the Beis Din gave their quote-unquote psak of Shavuos Eid Echad, Shavuos Eid Echad is not a psak then. Psak then means it's over, done, finished. Shavuos Eid Echad is a continuation. We just decided that you have to take a Shavua, and now we're going to implement that Shavua a few hours later. So therefore, Apidin, it's always considered to be Vazachas. That's what I think the Ran, something along the combination of the two of us, I think is what the Ran is saying. So we're back in business, Baruch Hashem, according to the Ran, we're back in business. But the question is, so why should that fundamentally make a difference?
We have to know that certain data has
No, but the problem is, but this is the davar should be erva. So really, the eid echad should really fall short here also. It's a chiddush haTorah there. But it's interesting. Your shtickle Torah only is true if you don't accept the Rambam. If you go with Tosis, but there's a real Nehemonis. My shtickle Torah works even according to the Rambam. I'm better than you.
doesn't saying these things about our case different from that case? And so doesn't that hurt the Ran also? Because then you're saying the Ran's comparison.
No. The klal of Erech Bechosher is perfect. That underlying principle of Erech Bechosher is true. No question about it. The only place, the only way that our case, veers off in its own direction is in the application of Azeh Chazeh. The rules of Azeh Chazeh don't play out in our case. The basic principle of Erech Bechosher is not so true. So this is quite a run. You got to really think about it. This is a valid thing.
Ron says that after the
if the Pesach of what?
When you said Mataros,
right, that's called the Pesach. That's done. That's Zeh Chazeh, right? Bezen, I think Gemara says that. That's done. That's finished. Okay, so let's get back to the story. So this was the complicated Raya that the Maharam Rutenberg brought. So again, we have a lot of Rayas flying around. We're still trying to figure out whether Eid Echad is supposed to be Shmuel or not. This is all trying to understand a bit of Tom's Shmuel in the Gemara. Remember, we go back. You have to always put yourself back into where we're coming from. It all started with four words in the Gemara. So what did that mean? So Rashi had his pshat, and Rabbi Natan had his pshat. Within Rabbi Natan's pshat, we had a machlokes. Is that just Lagabi Shvuah? Is the Rabban like the Ramban? Was it Lagabi a real Shvuah Deraisa like the Maram Rutenberg? If it's like the Maram Rutenberg, that it's a real Shvuah Deraisa, then we got a further question. Is it B'Torah's Erechad? Is B'Torah's Siyua? All the razzle-dazzle Torah that we said at the beginning of the Sugya. But now we're still really, really getting into the meat of the Rayas. We still want to see, is the Maram Rutenberg right? Is the Maram Rutenberg not right? Does Eid Echad pray to be Shmona? What's the deal? So we have this very, very, very complicated, it took us almost 2 days of Shia to understand the plus and the minuses of this Raya, Ran Dichle with the Raya, with Kasha, with the Basachas. But at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, this din of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa is not going to win the day for the Maram. The Ran put up a very strong fight. And he at least called it a draw. At least it was a Nakosha. He was able to deflect the whole Maram's Raya. We're back to square one, so we got to look for another Raya. So let's look. Let's begin to search for other Rayas. Comes the Ramban in the Mochamas Hashem and tells you, I'm going to be a Raya. Not for the Maram, I'll be a Raya against the Maram. Remember, he was the Bapuk to the Maram. I'm giving you Raya that notwithstanding the existence of an Eid Echad, the Shavuot will still take place. And we're going to finally leave the realm of Shavuot Eid Echad finally. We're going to get the next two Rayas into the realm of Shavuot HaShomerim. Because remember, according to the Maharam, his statement is true. Bein for Shavuot Eid Echad, Bein for Shavuot HaShomerim, Bein for Shavuot HaShomerim. The Maharam's thrust was, whatever there's a Chiyu Shavuot Deraisa, Eid Echad can pass it as Shavuot. Come to the Ramban and says, take a look at the Gemara later on in Bava Metzia. It's a Mishnah in Perek Hamafkin. Very, very famous Mishnah about the following case. It's a good way to make money. A real, real conniver. Figures out how to make money. I rent an animal from you. And then what do? I go ahead and I lend it out to somebody else. Alright? Seiche behem echavera bishil le'acher. Alright? And lo and behold, the animal dies. In the base of Shoyal, the animal dies. So what happens? So there's machlekes at the moment. You have Yeshiv and Rabbanan. How does this now play out in terms of Hilchos Shomerim? So we know, just get a quick introduction, chazan for a moment, that Seicher is Pater and Onsen. Seicher we pass is like Shomasach. When it's Pater and Onsen, the animal dies just by itself. That's called Ones. But a Shoal is chayv in everything, called Oshalo. I have just about everything. What are the only two cases that a shoal was potter on? What? Mesa machas malacha. If it dies from the work itself, if it just gets a heart attack in the middle of nowhere, that's called ones. It's hit by lightning, it's called ones, and you have shoal has to pay. But if it's mesa machas malacha, if it dies in the process of the work itself, then the shoal doesn't have to pay. That's a svar, also in the 8th back of the Mitzia. What's the only other case? Baal of Imo. The owner happens to also be working for the shoal at the same time. There's a special Baal of Imo lo Isha. Okay? Everyone knows those two answers? Good? Okay, so everyone can be accepted into MTA. All right? That was my two, those are the two questions they asked me when I gave my MTA interview in 8th grade. I didn't go to MTA in the end. That's not why. But at the time, it was Rabbi Cohen was giving me the interviews. And he asked me those questions because we were learning. I think we were learning about the sea, whatever it was. So he asked me, so tell me, So when is the Shoah Potter? So I said, oh, come on, when is the Shoah Potter? Potter, Meis Lachas Alacha, it's Machas Rishonim, what is it? I just said, Meis Lachas Alacha. They said, and what else? I said, Bai Levimo. He said, okay, that was it. Okay. Talk about another thing. Okay. So, getting back to the story. So, Shoal's pot, Shoal's chayev, but for a case of Einis, but a seichas pot. So, there's a gevaldik chap over here. I rented an animal from Reuven, and then I go ahead and I lend it out to Shimon, and the animal dies. So, what happens? So, Shimon has to do what? What does Shimon have to do? He's got to pay me. I lent him an animal, right? So, Shimon's got to pay me. And what do I have to do? I'm father, right? I take a shvus hashomer, like I need a shomer sach, a shvus yom tia ben shneim, and I take a shvus, and I'm father. And what do? I laugh all the way to the bank. I just walked away with $1,000 off of who? Off of the owner of the animal. Pretty good. Not a bad way to make business for a day, right? What's the problem? So that's what the chacham says. Chacham says nechadam. Chacham says exactly what happens. That the shul pays the seicher, and the seicher takes the shvu, and everyone's happy except for the owner of the animal. Comes Rabbi Yossi and says, "What? You're about to say Rabbi Yossi says what? Ketzad what? What's the phrase? Ketzad halaos eschayra b'parasa shel chavera. How in the world could one guy do business over somebody else's animal? Rabbi Yossi says that's ridiculous. I mean, it sounds right." It has all the makings, and it sounds like it's perfect. I'm a shoyl, he's a soich, I got everything's all right. It's ridiculous. Rabbi Yossi says, how are you talking? The Torah can't be a wacky thing. It's crazy. It can't be. So therefore, what happens? Says Rabbi Yossi. What is the din? If it can't be, what does happen? Api halacha, we remove the middleman, and now we no longer view this as two different cases. It's no longer a din Torah between the original owner of the animal and the seicher, and the second din Torah between the seicher and the shoel, but rather there becomes a new din Torah between the shoel and who? And who? And the original owner of the animal. And what happens? The shoel's got to pay the original owner of the animal. What happens to the seicher? He's out of business. Yeah, he's out of the picture. So machlokes is up to them. So we happen to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin ketzad halos eschobish was shechaver can't be, and therefore pidin we view this as not two separate deals, but rather the middleman becomes gone. He walks out of the case, and there's only one din Torah. But a leave it the rabbanim according to them.
The seicher
is saying that it was an eris. Okay. So the a leave it the rabbanim for a second. We don't pass like the rabbanim. Leave it the rabbanim. So what happened exactly? The Mishnah says the shayel pays the seicher and the seicher takes a shvuah. Why does the seicher take a shvuah? Why does the seicher take a shvuah? Why does he have to take a shvuah? Because the Torah says shvuah Hashem tia ben shnei. A seicher is like Hashem esach. He's have to take a shvuah. It's oynes. But wait a second. The seicher is somebody on his side. Who's the somebody on his side? Who bring the shayel into Beis Din and says, Shaul, could you please do me a favor? Could you please testify what happened to this animal? Please just tell the Beis Din what happened. The animal just dropped dead. The animal just had a heart attack. Please tell that to the Beis Din. And the Shaul does. And the Seicher says, thank you very much. I don't have to take a shvuah anymore. Because Maram Rutenberg, and I have to pay. So Fred the Ramban, how could the Mishnah, B'da'as HaCham, we don't follow the Cham, but B'da'as HaCham, how could the Mishnah say, HaSeicher Nishma L'Balabayis, V'Hashayel M'Sham L'Seicher? What do you mean, Seicher Nishma L'Balabayis? What does the Seicher have to be Nishma for? The seicher should pull in the shell. The shell will pot the shvuah. Zetman from Dodd, Maram Rutenberg is not right. That's the Ramban's kasha. Says the Rush. What's the answer? The Rush, the Talmud, Maram Rutenberg. What does he say? That's kasha. What's the answer? Shabbat and Batish Teres. Metzias Teres. What? Who says the shoal knows what's going on? Who says the shoal's here? No. Who says the shoal knows how the animal died? The shoal doesn't know how the animal died. Shoal walked in, he sees a dead animal. Maybe it died by illness, maybe it died by pshit. Clapping the shoal doesn't make a difference. No matter what happened to the animal, he's got to pay for it. So the shoal doesn't really care how it died. He's got to pay anyway to the seicher. You want the shoal to walk at the mezer and say the animal died by illness? Maybe. Maybe and maybe no. How's he going to give illness on that? So says the Rush, he doesn't say what the Ramban's talking about. Says, that's the Raya. The fact that the Shoal's not coming into Beis Din to give Eidos. Says, how do you know he's going to give Eidos? How do you know he has anything to give Eidos about? So, about that, says the Rush, he doesn't think the Ramban's cash.
I would say clearly that if the Shoal knew how it died, then he would probably be there at the time in which he would hear himself at the
end. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Shoal's always chayiv. Shoal's always chayiv no matter what. Yeah, but not, except for Baal Levi, nothing's going to help the Shoal. So Shoal doesn't really care what happened. He knows he's got to pay for the money. Like he rented a car. He didn't take out the extra super duper $5,000 a day insurance. So the mafkamina, they tell you straight, you're going to pay $500 no matter what, whether somebody hit you, whether somebody lightning, you are paying $500. That's it, no matter what. So I don't want to hear any stories. That's it. Well, you got to pay. You got to pay for the car. Migal could have said it's Mesa Machas Malacha. Migal lift up a shvu. Well, you got a lot of kashas over there. Okay. We got a long way to go. So everyone's with us. So the Ramban brought a raya, the Rosh Hashanah. Comes the Ramban and says, the Eigeshti raya. I got a better raya. Look the Ramban. And you're not going to be able to wiggle out of this raya so fast, says the Ramban. It also has to do with shayim. But it's not a shayim in the Seicher. It's more simple, straightforward. Shayim is a muscle to shayim. I ask you to watch something. And you go ahead and you give it to somebody else to watch. So there's a big machlokes in the Gemara, were you allowed to do that in the first place? So the Gemara says, wait a second, doesn't that whole Mishnah assume that you're allowed to do that? The Mishnah talks about if the Seicha went ahead and gave the animal to the Shoya, what happens? Nobody said he wasn't allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, no, that Mishnah is different. That Mishnah means, I know that this particular person always gives things to the Shoal, or he gave me permission to give it. So don't bring many rabbis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah about Shoal and Seicha is different. A regular case, nobody said anything. I said to you, I give you an animal to watch, please watch it for me. You went ahead and gave it to somebody responsible to watch, but it wasn't you. So the Gemara has a machlokes about that. Because the shomer shemasa lo shomer automatically chayav. Just the very act of handing it over to somebody else immediately gets you into a pickle. Or do you say, no, shomer shemasa lo shomer is not necessarily, if the other shomer behaves himself and acts appropriately, so then the first shomer can hide behind him. So what's the din? Is the shomer shemasa lo shomer chayav upon him? So the Gemara has a suggestion. If you know, at the end of the sugya, and Daf Lamed Vav, I think it is in Bavutzia, I put on the Mamakamis. I put the Rosh on, right? The Rosh on. I put the Rosh on. In the sugya of Shemesh Umas L'Shemi, the Gemara says, at the end of the day, you know why the first Shemesh Chayev? I'll tell you what. I gave you an object to watch. That shows, by giving you an object to watch, I trust you. More important than I trust you to watch, I trust you to take Shavuos. Because I know that this din Torah may end up in the Beis Din one day. I know that we may end up with a Shavuos HaTorah one day. And implicit in the relationship of a Mavkin and a Shomer is that I'm trusting you to take a Shavuah. As if I'm, in effect, signing in the document saying that I'm going to accept your word in Beis Din. I'm going to trust your Shavuah in Beis Din. That's what the Torah says. Shavuos Hashem to Yabin Shnayim. Says the Gemara, the Mavkin has a right to turn around to the Shomer Rishon and say, I'm this little Shavuah. I know who the other guy is. You decided to give it to somebody else. I don't trust that guy. I didn't know who he is. So I've never makabel. I never accepted such a thing. And as such, you had no right to hand over that object. You had no right to create a situation where I'm going to be forced to accept the shul from a guy who I don't even know. So that's the final svar of the Gemara. Back and forth, putting the whole amid shom shmosel shom chayiv. Put the chayiv. Finally, Gemara says, "I'm a rava. Shom shmosel shom chayiv. At the hemel mishvu hechla mehemel mishvu." What's the Ramban's kasha? Comes Ramban and says, what are you talking about? What kind of time is that the Maskit says, I don't accept the other guy's Shavuah. I only want your Shavuah. If there's another guy here, if the second Shomer, he's coming to Beijing ready to swear to tell us what happened, but I'm saying, no, I don't want you. I don't accept you. The Shomer Risha for sure can't swear, he doesn't know what happened. So it's now, I'm saying, I don't accept the Shomer Shani. Says the Ramban, why is there a chiyuv shvuah in the Shomer Rishon? The Shomer Sheni, who's walking to Beis and ready to swear, so we won't accept the swearing. We won't accept the shvuah. But what will we still call him? Call him an Eilechon. Don't call him a Nishma. Don't call him a Shomer. Call him an Eilechon. Why is he worse than anybody else? So the second Shomer should walk into Beis and wearing a different hat. I'm not coming in B'Terah as a Shomer to be Nishma, because after all, the Mafke doesn't like me. I'm going to come in B'Terah as Eilechon. I know the facts. Haraya, I know he knows the facts. I can't say like the last raya. No, he doesn't know the facts. I can't say he's not here. He's ready to swear. That's the case. The Shomer Sheni is ready to swear, and the Mafkid says, I don't want a shvuah. I don't trust him. So Rava says the Mafkid wins. What do you mean the Mafkid wins? Let the Shomer Rishon say, wait a second, hold on. What do you mean? You don't like his shvuah, and you want me to be swear, and therefore I can't swear, and I'm going to lose the entire. No, I don't have to swear, because there's no chiyuv shvuah here, because Maram just told me, Erech, pray to me shvuah. That's a raya. That's a Ramban. Chazal Ramban, a Hilchos Ramban, you need to be a Ramban to think of this. When you read Shomer Shemos L'Shomer, you thought of this. That every Shomer Shemos L'Shomer, Tepuk lay that it's always in Erech, and a point of Mishmua. You have to look at Daf Lamed Vav and see, lit in the Sugya Daf Lamed Vav is an Erech, a point of Mishmua. Because we got so bogged down in Shavuos, we think that, yeah, the Mafke is right, the Mafke, how dare this guy hand over the other to be cut into somebody else, how dare him think he's accepting a Shavuah from somebody else, and the Shomer Rishon is stuck, because the Shomer Rishon can't swear, he doesn't know what to swear about, he wasn't even there, he's in China, the object is in India, he doesn't know where it is. So the Shomer Rishon Zichah can't swear, he's out of the picture to swear, let him get out of the swearing, let him be Niftam in a Shavuah, based on Erech, pray to him a Shavuah. That's a Kasha from a Ramban, you need a Ramban's Kasha for that. No, what's the case? The second Shomer is coming to Beis. I want to swear. I'm ready to swear. And the Master says, At lo mehem l'bishvua. I don't accept the Shvua. In the first case, the Gemara doesn't say the Shol is here to swear. The Shol is going to pay anyway. So the Shol doesn't know what happened necessarily. But in this case, the Shomer Shani is standing there ready to, he's got his hand on the Bible. He's ready to start swearing. So that's a Kasha. Wow. I would say that's an unbelievable Kasha. That is real. That's an earth-shattering Kasha. You know what the Rush said about this Kasha? The Yesh Makshin Hevel. What? Shomu Shamayim Yesh Makshin Hevel. The Rush said it was a silly Kasha. The Rush had such Kavanah Torah for the Ramban that he didn't even quote it in the name of the Ramban. He wanted to protect the Ramban's Kavanah. He didn't say, the Hiksha Ramban Hevel. The Rush knew exactly who asked the Kasha. He read the same Achamas as I'm reading. He knew it was the Ramban's Kasha. And he says, V'yesh makshim hevel, because he thinks it's such a silly kasha. I think it's silly. I think it's a great kasha. No, it's a great kasha. So comes the Rush and says, I'll tell you why it's a silly kasha, why it's a yesh makshim hevel. It's a mishkan kasha b'chol. Says the Rush, you have to know what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Comes the Rush and says, let's play out this dintar. Let's map out exactly what's going on in this dintar. What happened? Very. It's got exact scheduling here, proper scheduling. Okay? What happened first? Mafkid gave to Shomer Rishon. Okay? So far, so good. Shomer Rishon gives to Shomer Shane. Okay? Okay, the animal. The animal dies. Okay? The animal's gone. Coming to the interior now. Okay? Mafkid turns to who? Who does the Mafkid speak to? First, turns to the first Shomer and says to the first Shomer that he says to, I'm sorry, he says to Shomer Rishon, says, Tishova! Right? Shomer Rishon, you gotta take the Shvua, right? What's the next response? What does the Shomer Rishon say? What? Ein yochel. I can't. Right? Why can't he swear? He has no clue what happened, right? He doesn't know what stolen, died. He has no clue. What's the next line? Who's next? So the Shomer Sheni jumps in and says, I'll swear, right? Ani nishba. What is the... We're running out of room here, guys. I get to the end of the story quick. What does the Mafkid say? Say, I don't trust you. Any mamincha. Okay? What's the next line? The end. Number 8. There's nowhere else to go. What does the Shomer Sheni say? Okay, don't believe my Shvuah, but I'm still a what? Huh? And the Ein Echad. Aha, Zokter Ramban, Zetman Fanda, that you can't say, and the Erech is not going to help because the Erech is not part of Mishavuah. Take 8 steps. Comes the Rush and says, what? You have to stop the script. Stop, hold, stop the film. At what point? After 5. The Shomer said, Eini Yochel Mishava. Thank you very much. The story doesn't continue. You know why? Once the Shomer says, Eini Yochel Mishava, another Gemara kicks in. The famous Gemara Masech HaShavuos. What's that Gemara called? Kol She'eino Yochel Shava Mishalim. Every time someone is chayv to take a Shavuah, the Shavuah Deraisa, and for whatever reason they can't take it, whether it is their fault, not their fault, whatever convoluted case was created that prevents the Shomer from, not a Shomer, any case of taking a Shavuah, a new halacha kicks in called Kol She'en Yachli Shavim Shalem. Anyone look Baba Basra? Anyone remember one of our favorite sugyas from Baba Basra? Nascha Dawa? Anyone remember Nascha Rabbi? How long do we spend in Nascha Rabbi Yavo? Good few weeks, right? Yitach She'en Yachli Shavim Shalem. Sugyas in Baba Basra, sugyas in Shavuos. Comes the Rosh and says, the buck stops here. Once the Shema makes that incriminating statement of Eini Yachol, we immediately kick in by saying, what? What do we say? You have to pay money. You have to pay money now. So the Shema Shein, he's trying desperately to get him out of it by saying, I'll take the Shvua. That's a joke. Not to you. I don't know who you are. I don't trust you. So the Shema says, I'll be an Ein Echad. I'm here. I'll testify. I'm taking off my Shvua hat, throw it in the garbage, put on my Eidus hat. I'm ready to testify. What do we say? You're going to testify. Have you ever passed in Chumash? Well, Yochum Ein Echad. You're going to get a guy out of paying a chi of mammon? We just let's kapaskin in stage number 5 that the guy's chayav to pay mammon. You're going to come to get out of that chi of mammon? Who are you talking about? Ein echad doesn't bother me, mammon. So says the Rosh, the Ramban's kasher is Nishkin kasher. That's why the Rosh said it's Yishmach Shem Hevel. The Rosh thought the Ramban was absolutely incorrect because once you hit stage 5, it's mammonous, it's not Shavuos anymore. Pretty impressive dichoy from the Rosh, right? So what do you think? It's Rabban, it's Hevel. The Rabban, the Muhammad Hashem. I just told Mary Yaakov, my son the other night, he was calling me a Rabban. He asked me, is the Muhammad Hashem the Rabban? I said, yeah. He said, okay, good. So I said, you know how old the Rabban was when he wrote the Muhammad Hashem? Different rumors, I don't know, 18, something like that. When he wrote the Muhammad. I told him, you don't have to worry, 4 more years to go. Okay? Plenty of time. Rabbi, I think the Ramban didn't realize this. I think the Ramban didn't have this. What was the Ramban doing? What's the Nekudas HaMachos in the Ramban and the Rosh? The Ramban thought that this is still called Shavuos all the way down here. By stage 8, it's still called Shavuos. And therefore, if the Baram would have been right, then an Erech should have popped to the Shavua. According to Ramban, this circle doesn't exist. So it's Shavua and a Yachol, so what? Big deal. It's only the Rosh who said, no, it's a very big deal. It's only according to the Rosh, stage 5 changed it from Shavuos to Mammon. According to Ramban, it's still Shavuos all the way down at stage 8. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis? What are they arguing about? The Machloikis Ramban and the Rosh is now no longer a Machloikis Hilchas Eidech HaPeitim Shavua. It's a Machloikis within which klal? How do you understand the klal of Mitech Shein Yochel Shavu Mishalim? Kol Mechuyah Shavua V'yin Yochel Shavu Mishalim. How do you understand the lumdus in that klal? What does that mean? So Yesh Lachkor, fundamental Chakira, in terms of how to understand the very essence of this klal, Mitarech Shein Yochel Shavu Mishalim. Does Mitarech Shein Yochel Shavu Mishalim mean that the Din Torah is on Hilchas Shavuos? It's only an Erechet. Erechet can never be Mechayev Mammon. Ever. Maida B'mitzvahs can never be Mechayev Mammon. Shavuos Hashem is not Mammonous. Shavuos Hashem is a Din Torah and Hilchas Shavuos. It starts as a Din Torah and Hilchas Shavuos. It's still a Din Torah and Hilchas, and it will always be a Din Torah and Hilchas Shavuos. The Sichsach and Beis Din is called a Din Torah and Hilchas Shavuos. That's the name of the game. It's Reuven versus Shimon. It says in the bottom, court case involving a Shavuah. That's the name of the case. A Shavuah. There happens to be a quirk in Hilchas Shavuos that if and when a person has a chiyuv shvuah and for whatever reason, justified or unjustified, he can't pull off the shvuah, what do we say to him? Hilchas Shavuos dictates what? Sorry, Charlie. Hilchas Shavuos dictates what? Mitech Shein Yochel Shavu Mishalim. The next thing you got to do is you got to pay. But the ikaron is it a chiyuv? Are you a mechuyah shvuah? You're a mechuyah shvuah down to eight, down to the bitter end. You're a mechuyah shvuah. Even though Nascha Rabbi Yehuda just took place and other things just took place and Eini Yochel Shavu just said, no matter what your excuses was, this is not a deterrent mominus. An Erechet cannot start a deterrent mominus. There's no such thing as an Erechet starting a deterrent mominus. There's no such thing as a Din Torah for Sherman mominus. No such thing as a Din Torah of Maida makes a mominus. It's a Din Torah that revolves around Hilchas Shavuos. That's all that is expected of the Baal Din is to be Nishba. You can't be Nishba, so then there's a Din of quirk in Hilchas Shavuos. But it's still called Hilchas Shavuos. What do I say now? That's not the pshat. That is not the pshat. I'll say something radically to you. whenever there's a din Torah that requires a shvuah, what it really means is, you know what we call this? There's also things that din Torah and shvuahs. Dinei Torah sit on mamonis. I'm claiming you owe me $100. This is a din Torah and mamonis. Hello, what? There's a chiddush haTorah that even though there's a claim against you in mamonis, and it looks like you should have to pay the mamonis, you're a maid of mitzvah, there's an eidecha, there's a shuras hashomer, everything's pointing in the direction you have to pay mamon. The Torah gives you a what? The Torah gives you a pointer. The Torah gives you a way out of paying mamon. What's the way out of paying mamon? Shmua. Memeila, I understand why mitav shen yechol l'shom mishalim. If for whatever reason you can't avail yourself of that pointer, then you're stuck with the chiyav mamon. Maida, I'm going to say something radical. Eidecha is mechayev mamon. Did you hear what I just said? Eidecha is mechayev mamon. And I'll tell you something else. A Titus Hamafkir is a Bechayiv of Mammon. And a Maid of Mixus is a Bechayiv of Mammon. And what? The Torah says you have a way out. You could counteract that Chiyav Mammon by popping yourself with a Shvuah. And if and when you can't use that Shvuah, so then what is it called? It's called the Chiyav Mammon. So how do you understand the fact that we have these strange Dinei Torah called Shvuah Seidecha, Shvuah Seidecha, Shvuah Seidecha, Shvuah Seidecha, Shvuah Seidecha, Shvuah Seidecha, that there are two stages happening. It starts out in Shvuahs. We're talking about swearing, and the next thing you know, you're paying money. How did that progression happen? How did that happen? How did it change from Shvuah to Mammon so quickly? So conceptually, there are two different ways of understanding it. Either it's Shvuahs. It started as Shvuahs. The Shvuahs will always be Shvuahs. But there's just a quirk in Ruch Shvuahs that Shvuahs could sometimes end up costing you money. Or no, it started out by Mammon. And it is Mammon. And it will remain Mammon. There's no such thing as the Dintar and Shvuahs. The Dintar is in Ruchas Mammonis. And you should have to pay. The only thing is, kol zman that you take a shvuah, the shvuah gets you out of pain. But the chiyav mamon is there. It's a din Torah mamon. The shvuah is the pointer from the mamon. So is the shvuah the mechayev mamon, or is the shvuah the pointer from the mamon? That's basically the shaila. Rabbi said, that's the Kudus HaMachoikis in the Ramban. And the Maran, the Ritmer, and the Rosh. The Ramban thought that this is still called the chashvuahs. It's called the Cheshvuas till the bitter end. Even way past stage 5, you're all the way down, you can't go any further on the blackboard, and it's still called the Cheshvuas. So why isn't the Eidechot effective? Because the answer is, the Eidechot is not effective to Pater from the Chiyav Shvuah. Does that mean for the Maram Rutenberg is not right? That wasn't a Makshin Hevel. It was a very, very strong Kasha. And it's the Maram Rutenberg and the Rush. No, it's a Kusha Hevel. You know why? Because they had such a radically different understanding of number 5. Once we ice the paskin that ain't yocho, so then that means it's mummonous, because it was really always mummonous. Once it's mummonous, almost a different ballgame. Erechas.com or mummonous. So it turns out that this machloik is in the Ramban against the Maram Rutenberg in the Rush, that we're looking at it from a machloik is nuchas erechas peitim Yeshua, is now creating whole new chakiras and shas. It's creating whole new machlokes about how to understand Naschet Rabbi Abbas, Sugis and Bavas, Sugis and Shvuas, Sugis and Tzaita, 15,000 different Sugis later in Bar Metzia. Everything's becoming part of this children. Everything's totally Zebazel. One big picture. This is quite a Sugya. This is a good opening Sugya for post Ben Azmanim, right? This is really getting us to think a lot about Bar Metzia, Bar Bas, Shvuas, all these Sugis are starting to come together. A fundamental machlokes is about what happens at stage 5. According to the Rush, everything. According to the Ramban, nothing. Just as an aside, is there any other nafkamina ladina in this hakira? Sounds like a real lomdish nafkamina. Love lomdish of hakira. Do I really care whether it's called shvuas, whether it's called mammon? So it's relevant for a sugya coming up a little bit later on. A sugya is called gilgul shvuah. You know, the din is that if I can get you to take a shvuah, one of the three big shvuas there, I says, then I can really pull a fast one on you. I can make you take any other shvuah and anything else under the sun, even though otherwise I wouldn't be able to have done that. So I get you into a Maidu Mixa situation, I get into a Neidachar situation, I get into a Shvuah Sashamrim, and then I say to you, oh, by the way, you broke my window 16 years ago. I'd like you to pay for it. And you say, what are you, crazy? I didn't even live here 16 years ago. Please take a shvuah. I'm a kofer kol. Don't go shvuah. That's a din deraisa. How do you know that? Bam Risha Amen Amen by Saita. Like the husband comes to the wife and says, listen, part of the protocol sot is she has to swear that she wasn't Mizana. So he says, so she swears, I wasn't Mizana, it's not true, it's true, I was Nistra, but I was not Nitma, I was never Mizana. So he says, okay, that's fine, I believe you. I'd like you to take another shvuah, please, but you weren't Mizana with somebody else. Somebody else? You never had Kinyan Stira, I don't have to listen to your shvuah. What does the Torah Kadesh say? Amra Isha Amen Amen. She says it Amen twice. Amen Mish Zeh, Amen Mish Acher. And then for good luck, he says, by the way, remember 20 years ago when you were Ma'orasa? We didn't even have a suin yet. I think you maybe were Mazar with somebody else. He says, what are you crazy? That was 20 years ago. You're going to make me take a shvu now. There's no kinah. It was 20 years ago. He says, Amra Isha Amen Amen. That's the din of Gilgul Shmuel. Once you get somebody to swear, it's the last thing you want to do is take a Shmuel in Beis Din, because then they're going to roll you. Gilgul means to roll. Agal Galim, Agal Galim, Agal Galim. It's going to roll you one Shmuel after another. What's the din in the following case? Not good din Torah with you, and it looks like a Shmuel is coming your way. You got a classic Erecha coming mamish right your way. And something happens, and you can't quite take that Shmuel. Any yochel shava, it's an aschad rabbi abbas. It's an in the lemaisi. You're not going to take the shvua. You should in theory take it. You're chayav shvua, but you're going to be in any yochel shava. I'm going to turn around and say, okay, no problem. I'm going to be megadol another shvua you. Does that work? The din is once you're chayav shvua, I can throw all the shvuas under the sun of you. Can I do that? What's the question? Are you chayav a shvua? So the Ketzayis quotes Machloikis, the earlier posting about the Shaila. What's that then? Is that called Machloif shvua now? So what's the answer? Because yes, according to the Ramban, what is it? You're a Machloif shvua. Because according to the Ramban, it's still a chayav shvua till the end. Till the bitter end, you're called a Machloif shvua. We already reached stage 5 and you said any yachot, any, and it's been touched any yachot shvua, that doesn't change anything. But according to the Rosh, the Ma'amarut book, it changed everything. You're not Mechuyiv Shvu anymore. You're Mechuyiv Mammon. There's no din Mechuyiv Mammon has to take Shvuas. So let's say if two Edom come and say that, yes, Reuben broke Shimon's window. So Shimon says, okay, good, now I want you to take a Shvua that you didn't break my window 10 years ago. You jump at a lake. There's no Chiyiv Shvu. There's no Gilgul Shvu. Gilgul Shvu is only a Shvuas Megalgal Shvu. Not a Mammon is not Megalgal Shvu. So a person we paskined up should take a Shvua, but Lamaisa, the Metzias of the Varmas, he can't take a Shvua. Is that still called Mechuyiv Shvu or not? So half the Chacham said, yeah, half the Chacham said, no. The Machlag is this, the Machlag is this. I'm bound to the Rosh. It's the same Machlag. So keep it in mind. Hopefully we'll get to Gugu Shvua, but later on, Dav Dala, then we'll talk about a little more. So Rabbi say, we're still trying to find the Raya. You haven't found the convincing Raya. The Ramban's Raya, the Rosh, they're ready to kill the Raya. Comes a Ketzais, says comes the Ketzais and says, I can be doicha the Ramban's Raya. I don't even need the Maramut Mugs and the Rosh as Dichli. I don't have to say Mitech Shen Yechel Shav Mishalei means a Chiyuv Mammon. I gotta change the Mugs and Shavuos and the Basos and the Yabas and give Razzle down to Shluk the Torahs. So the Ketzais, I can say a different one for Gavin, a different one. Says the Rosh, at this stage, right here, before the Erechet comes into the picture, stage 7, after stage 7, the Shomer Rishon obviously can't swear, he doesn't know what's going on, he can't take shvuah. The Shomer Sheni is willing to step up to the plate and swear. The Mafkid says, Eini Mamincha. At that stage, right then and there, the first Shomer lost. Right? Why did the first Shomer lose? What's the name of the game? What's the name of the reason why the first Shomer just lost? We called it what? Mitokshin Yochel Shav Mishalim, right? That's what we called it, right? Mitokshin Yochel Shav Mishalim. We feel bad for you. It's kind of like Nachman Rabiaba. You ended up in a pickle. You ended up in a corner. The way the tainus played out, you ended up in a checkmate. You can't take a shvua. Then Nebuch, you have to pay. So the Ramban and the Rosh and the Rama finding out what's the nature of that bit. So the Ketzais, no, we got it all wrong. That's not the real reason why. What you would have to pay at that point. There's a different reason. What's the deal in the following case? If I say to you, I know that I lent you $1,000, and you say, I don't remember. Maybe I don't remember. What's the deal? What's it called? What? Baruch Hashem. How are we passing? What if I say to you, I know I lent you $1,000, you never pay me back the $1,000, and you respond as follows, I agree to you 100%, I remember 5 years ago buying the $1,000, no question about it, I can't remember whether I paid you back or not. What's the din? Den Bar Yodif. Why? What's that called? That's called not an Ein Yodea Im Nischayav. See? That's called an Ein Yodea Im Paraticha. It's Mishnah in the end of a Kamer. Ein Yodea Im Paraticha. Even Lefi, the other Baldin, there's a Chiyuv. The Chiyuv was Chal. We're not questioning whether the Chiyuv was Chal. We're questioning whether something was poked at the Chiyuv. That's called the Ein Yodea Im Paraticha and the Bar Vishem Bar Yodif. That cloud, Baruch Hashem, La Bar Yodif falls, by the way. So, Chomzik Tzoysen says, this scenario is a very, very lumdish, a razzle-dazzle, Ein Yodea in Paraticha. Right? How is that? The Shomer Rishon, he accepted the object. Right? Accepting an object to watch means, I'm going to watch it, I'm going to be responsible for it. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to take a shvu if I have to. Whatever Dini Hashem, whatever Parshat Mishpatim dictates, the Shomer Rishon accepted upon himself. So is the Shomer Rishon claiming that he was never Shomer? No. Of course he was a Shomer. And by admitting that he was a Shomer, he's in effect saying, I admit that I had all the chiyuvim b'tevei Shomer, including having to pay for an object that gets lost. So I'm leaving it to that. What's the point over here? When the Shomer Echad says, Eini Yochel, I can't swear, what's he in effect saying? What is that tantamount to saying? When the Shomer says, Eini Yochel Yishava, what does that mean? That's saying, Eini Yodeh, in what? I don't know whether something happened which could get me out of my Chiyuv. It's an Eini Yodeh in Paraticha. It's not like a classic case of Mitokshan Yochel Shom Mishala means that we don't have anything else to go on. The other Baldin didn't admit to anything. There's an Erechad who says you have to take a Shavuah. The other guy's claiming I'm not going to take a Shavuah. And for some reason he can't take the Shavuah. So that's called the Mitokshan Yochel Shom Mishala because we don't even know the guy has any Chiyuv. We don't know the guy even existed in the first place. But he was a Baldin. But in the case of a Shomer built into every case of Shmira, once the Shomer is made and he accepted upon himself to be a Shomer, he's in effect obligated himself. He's stating, it's barely, I'm Yedea that I was Nischayev. Now we don't know whether anything happened to get rid of that Chiyuv. That's the Halacha equivalent of any Yedea Paraticha, says the Ktzais. That scenario, imagine the following, says the Ktzais. Imagine it in the following case. I come to you and I say, I lent you $1,000 for sure, and I'm sure you never paid back. And you would say, I remember for sure borrowing $1,000. I can't remember that I paid back the money. I don't remember. And an Erechad would walk in and say, he paid back the money. What do you think the din would be? What would the din be? You're sitting on a din Torah Cheshem Mishpat, the Yonis Kelo. What would you say? I say, Reuven, I'm telling you I lent you $1,000, you never paid back. And Reuven says, you're right, I borrowed $1,000, I don't remember what I paid back. And the Erechad walks in and says, so what? What did the Erechad say? He said he paid back. Would the Maharam say, Erechad poter? Erechad poter. What does Abdullah Chashvus? Erechad Chiv Mamal Golem is there. Hilchos Bari B'Shema, just paskin that you have to pay the money. And Eini Adem Paraticha means the Pesach and Dini Mamanis, you have to pay the money. That's tantamount to saying that we know for a fact you have to pay the money. And now, an Erechad comes and says, Fakir, and Erechad to be Maitzi Mamon or to Patef in Mamon, to be Mechaim, Erechad can't do anything. It's like Tash versus Kasha. So here we just give a Pesach to Yechai of Mamon. You don't even need a Pesach to tell me that. It's Vorb Shuftim. Any time to get out, I can figure that out. Once there's a Chiyah of Mamon, it's Chal, what do you mean? Erechad is going to Patef in Chiyah of Mamon? That's ridiculous. So Zabdik says, this statement of Eini Yochel is not merely a statement, it's not merely the halakha equivalent of a mitech sheni yochel l'shav mishalim. It's worse than a mitech sheni yochel l'shav mishalim. It's an Eini Adam Paraticha. Because since it's a Shomrim case, and Shomrim has that built-in initial obligation, initial chiyuv, anything that's going to be mafkiyad al chiyuv is a ptur, is an Eini Adam Paraticha type of a din, that ain't going to fly. Erech is not going to work against that. Erech is going to fall on its face in the presence of an Ein Yodea in Paraticha. So it says the Ktzais, we can be doicha, the Ramban's Raya, without having to come on to the Maharam and the Rosh Hashtikul Torah about Mitokshan Yochel Shom Misham. This is better than a Mitokshan. This is Mitokshan Shom Misham plus. Yeah, the Rosh is also right. The Yodish Lama of the Ktzais is the better Dichoi. This is more powerful than Mitokshan Yochel Shom Misham. This is an Ein Yodea in Paraticha. So Lamaisa, when all the dust settles, Rabbi Isai, The two rayas that the Ramban suggested, we like them, don't like them. They're not convincing. Every Rishon has what to say. The rayas that Maharam Rutenberg brought, and those who brought before the Maharam Rutenberg, the Tashbetz was Deiche, the Ran was Deiche. At the end of the day, there's no raya that has stood up past the test of time. Look what we saw in the process. Look at Kachi Darka Shal Torah. This Gedele Mechleik is the Gedele Yerushayim between the Kult Maram Rutenberg against the Ramban about this Hela question about is there a din at a level of the Arayis and the Torah Kadesh said the Yocham Yechad of the Ish the Kamul Shvu is that a din only liftor is that a din even it's only din Mechayiv is that a din liftor can it Echad Poyte Mishvua. So how many Sugyas and Shas revolve around this question? How many things did we see? We saw Gemara's in Shavuos Daf Mem. We saw Gemara's in Seif Daf Chavav. We saw Gemara's in Bat Metzia Daf Lamed Vav. We saw Gemara's here by Yosin Daf Beis. We saw Gemara's later on in Bat Metzia. We saw any of them Chayaftis. Any of them Tachshav Rabiabas. Imamash tore through the world of Nezikin, through Cheshvuos and Chastainis and back and forth and Shemrim, just to try to understand what's the answer. The end of the day is it's Eil Ve'Eil Divilakim Chayim. Memtes Ponim Lakan. Memtes Ponim Lakan. The Gemara, right? The Chazal say. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him for each shaila 70 rayas this way, 70 rayas the other way. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "What am I supposed to do? It's so complicated." So what did Ribbono say? So that's your job. You're supposed to figure out which is the better rayas. And when you finish figuring out which is the better rayas, so then you should have a Moshe Beisnin and pass it up. And I'm asking to whatever you say. But each one is that's the Rizvah Chokmim. That's the Eil Ve'Eil Divkulim Chayimim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Mitchila, there are going to be different ways to put the piece of the puzzle together. There are a lot of different ways to make this puzzle work. You have to, all the pieces have to fit. So if you find it, when you reach a case that sometimes the pieces don't fit, so that means you have a Raya Brura. But if each Gemara can be understood properly, and each Gemara can be redeveloped and reevaluated and can create new questions and new issues, and each one is still valid in of itself, so we have the Mechriya yet. But I'm not going to be Mechriya to Shahel. Okay, so everyone understood the sugya? Easy to sugya, right? Okay, everyone got it? When you saw those words, come on, everyone still left says, this is my knockout. You didn't think of this. Come on, this was right there. This was I can't fake you out to say it was in between the lines. Even I didn't see this in between the lines. Nobody sees this in between the lines. Maybe it's my Rutenberg and the Ramban saw it, but I don't think anyone else did. So there's a lot of stuff here at that day. So hopefully it's Hashem. Tomorrow, so we're gonna start the Simchas Nir Rabbanan sugya, right? The next sugya? Okay, so tomorrow we'll have, even though it's Tuesday, we'll have regular Shabbat. We haven't learned anything yet since Yom Tov. So we'll start with Shabbat 11 tomorrow, right? We have a time.